In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The message of this blessed Sunday, the Lord is telling all of us, instructing us to love our enemies. And among all the religions in the whole world, you will never find this message given by any prophet or a teacher to any of those who follow him. This commandment is unique to Christianity. And it is a common saying, we all heard it before, that returning evil with good to evil is a behavior of a devil. This is from Satan. And returning evil for evil, this is a behavior of a beast or an animal. Returning good for good is something related to human behavior and nature. And returning good to evil is only a Christian behavior. So this commandment given to all of us to love our enemies is something very unique to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we feel like we have some authority or absolution to put this burden of this commandment away and saying, this is not for me. And we feel, even if we don't say it, we behave in like manner that we are absolved from this commandment. I don't have to abide to it. It is not for me. Or as some people said, maybe this was applied at the time when the Lord was there, but not anymore in our contemporary world where contentions and strife are taking place like on day-to-day basis. So knowing that in order to be Christians, we have to remember this commandment, loving our enemies. And knowing that we will never be credited for any good that we do it in return of good, paying back good for good, and meditating on this verse that the Lord said today, if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. We have to come to the motives why I should be doing otherwise, why I should be returning good for evil. What are the motives that should always be inside me in order that I would carry on this commandment, which a lot of people think it is not easy. And I agree it is not easy, but the grace of God will be working with us whenever we want to abide to it. The first motive that should encourage us to do good to those who do us evil is, by this we are to become like our Father. If you really care to be called son of God, counted among the children of God, by this specific commandment you will be like him. He said this today to us, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Every day his Son comes on the good and the bad. His mercy, his compassion reaches everyone on the face of the earth, even if those people blaspheme against his name and they count themselves among his enemies. By these commandments, we will be counted among the sons of the Most High. So every time you feel like you don't want to do this, you feel like you want to avenge for yourself, you don't feel comfortable returning good for evil, remember that by doing this, then you count yourself among his children. The second motive why we should be doing good to those who do us evil is because our rewards come from him. We are not waiting for the people, whoever those people to be, to reward us back. We hear this, the Lord says, but love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. Reward is not coming from those people. Reward is coming from him. Because if you lend to someone and then he did not give you your money back, you should not be thinking that I lost the money. This man or this woman abused my trust. I was deceived. I am a foolish person that I did something good and I was not paid back. No, you will be rewarded and your reward will be great. And you should be always looking to the one who is really able to reward you. unless you will have this mindset that you are waiting for your reward to come from God, you will always have problem in abiding to this commandment. We also have this motive in our mind to do good to those who do us evil, is that because it is to this that we were called. We were called to be lights to the world and salt to the earth. We are called to do so. We are called to witness to Him, to preach to others through our behavior and conduct. This is Christianity. We are called to this, and we cannot shape the world and say that I am light to the world. We cannot do as the people do to us, and then I say that I am claiming I am salt to the earth. You are called to do like Him, and He came to do us good when we were evil. When we were rejecting His teaching, He came to do us good in spite of all of this. We are called for this. This is your calling. We are here, our brethren, in a mission. We are not here to live our own life, doing whatever we want, living the way we want, and then we say that we are Christians. Unless you recognize and you really reach to this conclusion that you are here in a mission, that God wants you to do something, you will never be able to do good for those people who do you evil. Remember this, you are here to witness to Him. You are be called to be light and salt, and by loving your enemy, you are witnessing to this. You are accomplishing what God is giving to you. We also do good to those who do us evil because love never fails. Love never fails. Hear this, King Solomon is telling us about so. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. What is the meaning of this? When you offer love, this will never fail, even if this bread looks like it is going to nowhere on the surface of the water. Maybe you will not reap something today or tomorrow, but for sure, one day, this bread will come back to you at the time of your need. Love never fails. You will never regret love. You will never go unpaid when you do good, even to those people who do you evil. We are also to do good to those who do us evil because our treasure is in heaven. You might lose money, you might lose maybe investment in terms of emotions here by doing good to people who do not deserve from the human standard of view, but meanwhile, you are making your treasure up in heaven. Every dollar you pay here for someone, or every goodness you show to someone here, is not paid back to you. You will reap this later on in heaven. If you believe that your most precious treasure is in heaven, you will never regret doing good over and over and over to those people who do not pay you back. On the contrary, you will feel like when you did something good, it was paid back to you. There is no reward in heaven. You are not going to be rewarded twice for anything you do. So even if you do something good here, and then you are not paid back this, you will sure you will be paid up there in heaven. We do good to those who do us evil because our treasure is in heaven. We don't care if we get paid back here or not. Another motive is we do good for all men because out of the good hearts comes only goodness. Those people who have good heart, they cannot do evil to anyone. They cannot be like, I will treat those people as they are. If they are good, I do them good. If they are evil, I do them evil. If I really have a good heart and this fountain is bringing or coming out of it good water, it cannot. It can't. Even if you want, it cannot bring out of it bad water or something bad. If I care to have a good heart, a pure heart, I will find myself that I cannot be evil to anyone. It is not my nature. I struggled with the grace of God to acquire a pure heart. How can I defile this by doing evil to those people who even do me evil? Remember this, that because we only have good heart, this good heart cannot accept to do goodness to others. And the last motive that we should be remember is something the Lord is reminding us with. He said, because, and just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Because we want others to treat us in like manner, then we do this. I want to be treated with all goodness. I want to be treated gently, with decency, with honesty and sincerity. Then I do this to others. I do not wait and say that if you do so to me, then I will be doing this. No, I take the initiative. I do this in advance, hoping and praying that by doing this, I will be paid back the same. My brethren, people do not change when we treat them harshly or with hostility or aggressively and thinking and assuming that by doing this, I will change the evil in them and they will become good to me. It never happened. It will never happen. So all of those people who persecute you and do evil to you, the only way for them to change is when you show them true love and you do good to them. So the commandment of today that we should be remembering, we should love our enemies. No one is excused. This commandment is for all of us. To do this, remind yourself with these motives, that by this we become like our Father, because our rewards come from Him, not from men, because it is to this that we were called, because love never fails, because our treasure is in heaven, because out of the good hearts comes only goodness, because we want others to treat us in like manner. For all of these reasons, we will be do good to those people who do us evil. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.